The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Appreciate you being here. 7 minutes after eight. We have a little bit of open phone time here, and I would love to dig into some of the other issues, things that maybe you, about some of the people I've talked to. Rick Manning ended up talking about Mike Johnson. We were talking about Speaker Johnson, and I said, how is this? There's such rage coming from the people. We weren't looking for a $95 billion foreign aid bill. How did this happen? Why does this happen? And he explained that he says that there was really no choice, that there was even a worse bill, that the Democrats had the vote and they were going to pass themselves. And I don't know. You know, that does seem to be the reality of what's going on here. But when you have to have 218 votes to be able to do what you want to move forward, there's not unity among the Republicans. There's a lot of rhinos in there. And then you have the Freedom Caucus, too. Maybe we could talk about that or anything else on your mind, too. Patrick Green, we had a good talk with him there, young man running for district attorney. I shouldn't say young man. You know, of course, everyone's young compared to me these days. I'm in my 60s. How you doing, kid? All right, kid, how you doing? But, you know, seems to know his stuff there. And anything else that's on your mind, too, 770-563-3770-KMED. Gold is still being purchased hand over fist by the central banks. They're looking at the 5,000-6,000 years of history of stored value, and that they're looking for the assets right now in a time of paper promises and, hey, let's just print to the moon, right? You know, that kind of thing. Although the dollar is relatively strong here at the moment because it's stronger than the other dirtier currencies. You know, so ultimately, though, where does it all go? And that's why smart people, in my opinion, have some of their wealth in personal possession, something that they control, not the gold-backed IRA necessarily, although there's nothing wrong with having something like that. But we all know that the Fed is looking to seize IRAs and various other things. But with 5,000-6,000-year track record, gold is a great thing to have in your portfolio, in my opinion. And to get in touch with Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland, and in Grants Pass, Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street. That's open for just retail walking. You can walk in, say hi, sell your gold and silver or diamonds or whatever you're looking, or you're looking on the buying side. Either way, great people, one of my oldest sponsors, and they know these markets. Get to know them today. It's a 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, and also by appointment at 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Just call them at 482-3715. Set up an appointment, and then Mark or Andrea will end up meeting you at the store, okay? JAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com. Whole bunch of good stuff at Jay Austin.
Every session in Salem creates new bureaucracy, new agencies, and more state employees, all paid for by Oregon's taxpayers.
The continuous bureaucratic expansion is as bad as the egregious bills we all hear about. As your senator, I will be a no vote on all bad legislation.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Here at American Rancher Garage, we respect and support those individuals who currently or have previously served this great country and our local communities. As a small token of our respect and appreciation for their service, we extend our Heroes discount to all active or veteran military personnel and to our active or retired first responders. There is no way to completely repay your dedication to the protection of our country and communities, but we will do what we can.
Voting is being tabulated for Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions. Results are coming soon. Meanwhile, go to bestofsouthernoregon.com and reserve your ad space in the 2024-25 edition of Best of Southern Oregon to be published in July. All the information is there, and flip through the current online magazine, too. Thank you to all who nominated and voted in this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, and good luck to all of the 1,500 businesses who were nominated.
Google took a page from Disney's playbook. After Disney's failure with extremist woke politics, Google wasn't about to take the same chance. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. It's now clear most Americans want nothing to do with wokeness. When Disney went woke, visitors went home. As it turns out, most Americans support Israel. At Google, whose very existence was threatened by ChatGPT, the company decided it could not afford to get into the Israeli-Hamas war. But some Googlers thought otherwise. About 70 of them launched an in-company protest over Google's Project Nimbus, an AI cloud contract with Israel. They called it No Tech for Apartheid, the goal to force Google to cancel the Israeli contract. Google took swift action. 9 were arrested during a sit-in at Google's offices. All were fired. Are you watching Columbia University? This is how it's done. Join 500,000 folks who get my free newsletter at getkim.com. When hiring for a small business, you want quality professionals who are right for the role and your team. That's why I use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right people for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn is not just another job board. You get access to LinkedIn's vast network of more than a billion professionals, many of whom you won't find anywhere else. That's why it's simply the best place to hire. LinkedIn does all that while making the process simple and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that as a small business, you might not have the time or resources to spend on hiring. That's why LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make it simpler, like the new feature to help write job descriptions. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
13 after 8, it's open phone time now on Friday. And happy to take your call, 770-5633. I'm going to grab Kevin Starrett. I just called him up during the break, and we're going to get talk with him after 8:30. We're getting all sorts of campaigns that are mentioning OregonGunRights.org as endorsers, you know, for Second Amendment. And, of course, nobody knows anything about this and who they are. And we're going to try and get to the bottom of it because Kevin's been kind of digging into this one, dog with a bone in his teeth there, right? So we'll talk with him about it and hopefully get to the bottom of it at least. Chris is in Medford. Hello, Chris. What's on your mind today, huh? What's up?
Both local and state and federal, I really would like to see them stop arguing about the stupid stuff, stuff that we're not going to fix. Mayorkas is a really good example. He's a failure, and we all know that. That being said, we also knew that there was no way that that impeachment was going to get through the Senate.
Absolutely, because with the Senate, you know, there was no way that was going to go. I have a feeling, though, it was laying down of markers, though, Chris. I have a feeling that's what people were doing with that.
No, I agree. I just think that there's a better way we could go about it rather than it being, oh, we're going to, you know, we're making pretend like we're going to put this guy on trial. It was never going to happen. He's never going to be impeached. But, you know, he's not going to be out of office until hopefully we get Trump in there. But so do work on the things that we can do something about. Work on you know, bills on energy that stops this green weenie stuff. And that, I mean, and that is pervasive on every level of government.
Yeah, and I feel your pain and your frustration, Chris. The one thing I would just say, though, is that what has been pushing the green weenie agenda mostly has been control of the administrative state through the Biden administration. Even now, Biden's EPA putting out yet another thing to essentially destroy what's left of coal power in the state of the United States of America, and yet there's really nothing to replace it. And it's, you know, rules that are having the effect of law. And I don't know if there's appetite for Congress or, once again, are there 218 votes to rein that in? I don't know. But I get your point. I knew the Mayorkas thing wasn't going to go anywhere either. But and you understood that, too. Appreciate the call. Let me go to Steve in Sunny Valley. Hello, Steve. Good to have you here. What are you thinking? What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I am really disappointed in Mike Johnson. And even though it was pointed out that he had his hands tied, he's doing other things that just aren't good. He has gone down to the 23rd district in Texas to support Tony Gonzalez for reelection. And he's got a really good opponent in the primary in Brandon Herrera. Tony Gonzalez is so bad, he was even censored by the Republican Party in Texas. and yet Mike Johnson is supporting him. He sold out our two-way rights, and he is soft on the border, and his district has the longest section of border in the United States.
Interesting. Interesting.
So yeah, he's been Mike is really, really – and I tried to share my frustration with Mike. I got on his website, and the first thing you have to do is put in your zip code, and if you're not in the right zip code, he won't listen to you at all. And that's exactly what's going to happen if they divide Josephine County – up into four parts with the five commissioners.
That's exactly what would happen, and I've been mentioning this quite frequently, Steve. Measure 17-116 is the full ball of wax, and I think I pray that Josephine County is able to see through this Democratic Party deception, same as with the Democratic Party deception in Jackson County, 15-224-225-226. They're all cut from the same cloth. And ultimately, even though they're not doing districts in the Jackson County race this time around, they've been talking about it openly that districts are next. And so they're trying to feed a little bit of the poison to us a bit at a time in Jackson County. They're trying to get you to swallow the whole poisonous agenda in Joe County at once. Okay.
It's divide and conquer and disenfranchise the rural folk.
There you go. Good take on it. Thank you very much. Let me go to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today in Talon?
Well, I must say I'm really disgusted with our Congress and the war vote. And every person who voted for that bill has blood on their hands, literally speaking. Do you know how Cliff Bentz voted?
I believe Cliff voted for it.
Yeah. See, what my concern has always been with Cliff is that he's the compromiser. And he says, well, you know, you just can't have it the way you want, so we're going to make I think.
Okay, if you don't mind me just interjecting, I'm not defending Cliffy. Okay, we're going to talk with Cliffy next Thursday. He's actually going to want to come on the show, and I'm sure we'll talk more about this. He's also going to be at tomorrow's Patriot Conference in Josephine County, so I have a feeling some people are going to be bending his ear on this vote. You know,
no doubt about.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you listen, and I listen to Rick intently, right, and he's not trying to defend Johnson, but he said there was already support for the Democratic bill. There were enough votes to get that passed without him doing anything, you know, without him doing anything.
Yeah,
so something was going to get passed one way or the other. You know?
Yeah, but I think, you know, this whole thing about that it's hopeless because you're in the minority. I think if the Republicans, both in Congress and on the state level, say, no, I'm not going to vote for crap, mm-hmm. and it can be upon the Democrats. Let the Democrats, communists, just go ahead and pass their communist legislation and war mongering and an attack on the Bill of Rights and so forth. Just let them go ahead. It'll be upon them.
Yeah, have it be. In other words, have it be Democrat bills. Okay. Using the same logic that we're saying to just vote no in the Oregon State Legislature. I get that. It's a bit of a different battle though, because the numbers are closer. The numbers are closer. The numbers are not close in Oregon. But point well taken. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And if you hang on just for a second, thank you very much, Tom. 770-5633. Speaking of that, of the voting no thing, I had a Republican woman who is not a politician, but was telling me the other day that she had attended the Diane Linthicum, Dave Hensley, a meet and greet, I think, in Eagle Point, maybe, a few days ago. I wasn't sure when they were doing that. But Dave Hensley is running for State Senate District 28. Diane Linthicum, of course, running to replace her husband, who can't run for re-election because of Measure 113, because of that stupidity, all right? So you have Diane Linthicum and Dave Hensley. And it was fascinating what this Republican woman told me, what Dave said. Dave is not asked to come on the show, but Dave, if you want to come on, and we'll talk about this. Dave actually said that Senate District 28 has had no representation for 8 years because Dennis Linthicum always voted no, or was voting no on so many things. And in the state of Oregon, in other words, to have representation means that, at least according to Dave Hensley, and this is just hearsay because I wasn't at the meeting, but if Dave Hensley said that, I'd love to talk with him about this, because That, in essence, is someone that is saying that your job to represent Senate District 28 is to go out there and agree with the Democrats and pass Democrat bills, because Republican ideas don't get in those bills. And that is a very common point of view in our standard Republican. That is an issue here in the state of Oregon, because the numbers aren't in our favor right now to actually get our stuff passed. And so we know this. So why do you think somehow you're representing your people by voting to help Democrat bills pass? I think it's a very reasonable question. We should be asking all of our Republican friends that.
Johnson Builders will be at the Southern Oregon Home Show Friday through Sunday, May 3rd through the 5th. And they're looking forward to talking to you about your property and the building you need. Garages, shops, barns, residential. There's no limit with Johnson Builders' affordable post and frame construction expertise. Explore the possibilities at the Southern Oregon Home Show. Or if you can't wait to get special home show pricing right now, visit Johnson.Builders and give them a call.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
One of each, Forte VIN 770-783, MSRP 21645, 3500 due, Sol VIN 235213, MSRP 22210, 3500 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 4/30/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's Payment Wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice, just $149 a month during the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
We don't need another compromiser in the state Senate. My name is Diane Linthicum, and I'm your constitutional conservative. Both House members in this district, Representatives Reschke and McIntyre, endorsed me as the candidate of choice. I'm proud to join their team. I also carry endorsements from Oregon Right to Life, Oregon Firearms Federation, and Oregon's Young Republicans. Let's stop the intolerant left from destroying our state. Vote Diane Linthicum for state Senate.
Paid by Linthicum for Oregon.
Gun talk.
Dumbest thing I've seen in a long time. Basically saying that California's ban on semi-automatic firearms is perfectly okay because nobody ever uses a semi-automatic firearm in self-defense. Yeah, I know. Remember, some of these judges start off with how do we get rid of the guns, and then I will craft this decision to make that happen. It's outcome-based lawfare.
Gun Talk, sponsored by Welburn's Weapons on Highway 62, just south of White City, Sunday 11 to 2 on KMED and KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
It's your calls and opinion. 825 David. Down in California, David, welcome. And you wanted to comment on yesterday's Supreme Court hearing regarding President Trump and immunity. Go ahead. What was your take? I didn't listen to all 2.5 hours of the arguments, but what do you think?
Well, it's really an embarrassment to the Supreme Court that they even bothered to take the case, because it, you know, if you use words, when somebody asks for a waiver, what's the expression? He's asking for immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that implies that he's guilty, that he did commit the crime, and he's asking for not being punished.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. Well, he's admitting that. Well, of course, they're throwing everything at him to get him out. I guess, you know, the thing is, though, it's a dangerous precedent. And believe me, I have joked, and maybe not so joked, for many years, Dave, that I've often thought that many congressmen and presidents should spend one term in office and another term in prison, okay? You know, afterwards, all right? So I've been pretty much bipartisan on this issue. Here is the reality of it. The Supreme Court is probably going to be looking at Article 1, is it Section 3? I forget which one. I was talking with Stephen Greenleaf about this. Is that what the president does in office largely is immune. When you actually looked at the constitutional underpinnings of it, unless he is convicted, he or she is convicted of in an impeachment and convicted. And then you can take him to task on that. And it's, you know, are we going to get to the point where we drag Obama and put him in prison for having assassinated an American, you know, or American child? You remember, killed the Islamic guy and his kid, you know, just murdered them in essence. I mean, are we going to get to that point where we go back and start prosecuting everybody after they get out of prison or out of out of office? I mean, that's the reality that I think the court's looking at.
When I was in kindergarten, I was told that if Johnny did it, it's not okay for me to do it.
But the president has the president is granted broad authority, though, David. You know that.
Well, but there are four different cases that are he's working on right now. There was the rape case, the slander case, the fraud case, the theft down in Mar-a-Lago. It was in Georgia. He's trying to wheedle the Secretary of State. Oh, give me 12,000 votes. You can find 12,000 votes for a pal.
Not what he said.
Right?
That's not what he said.
He said, oh, I know they got stolen. You can find me 12,000.
Hey, you know, looking at the video of them counting and recounting the votes several times, looks like it was stolen David.
The tape recording of him for an hour. For an hour. The Secretary of State didn't need to take his call. And the Secretary of State actually probably violated a number of laws by taking his call.
But, you know, David, I think ultimately you don't like Donald. I get that. I'm not even a super fan. All right. Here is the situation, though. There was evidence of hinky. Nobody wanted to touch it. Too hot potato. And besides, there was a different rule for the president, for President Trump at that point, than for practically any other president ever. And I will disagree with you wholeheartedly. But the idea is that largely, I have a feeling the Supreme Court is going to disappoint you greatly, okay? And now they're not going to grant him everything. I don't think they're going to grant him everything, but I would gird your loins for being disappointed on some of it, okay? I got to go here. I got to get to Jim Bob. Hello, Jim in Jacksonville. Hello, Jim. Take it away. You want to talk about the Scott Fine situation. I was kind of, it's an interesting wrinkle when we find out that the elected surveyor in Jackson County is working for Curry County, too. But anyway, what do you think?
Yes. By way of background, I was representing U.S. Borax Corporation in the early 90s when we first encountered this type of situation. And in those days, that county surveyor situation, both by history and by workload, did consult and work for both counties.
Okay.
And I was somewhat surprised because it's a very, very important position, and I would hope it would remain elected. But I've been somewhat retired, and this situation persisted, but they were very effective. They were very good appraisers, and actually they dabbled in Josephine County, too. And the way they handled it was more of a billing hour and project management was pretty good in those days, but I think that we certainly need clarification. It was both an economic budget issue as well as a workload issue, but I think those days are gone. However, I defer to the current development community and the...
So you're giving me a big word salad here, Jim. Do you think Scott's okay with what, you know, working for both counties and while taking a full-time salary from the voters in Jackson County, but he's also working for Curry?
My concern is that the land use laws are so complex and need to be revised that I would not like to see it continue, because that surveyor position is critical to private property owners. And
all right,
we really need to get in out of the dark ages here. But it worked well in 1990.
All right. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Lynn's here, too. Lynn, always a pleasure. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. These calls just get me riled up. So,
yeah, there's a lot to be riled about this morning, that's for sure.
So I just want to say I appreciate Rick Manning, because even people I respect are just, you know, really down on Mike Johnson, saying he's weak, blah, blah, blah. But I always know there's other stuff going on behind the scenes And I'm not saying Manning is right. It's just it's such a complicated situation. And I give up on Congress, actually, of anything happening this year at all. No bills that we would want are going to get passed. And if they were passed, the president would veto them.
Right.
So all that's a waste of time. As far as impeaching Mayorkas, he was impeached, by the way. People think if they're convicted, they weren't impeached. No, no, no. He was impeached. Same with Trump. He was impeached twice, even though the Democrats knew that they would not get a conviction.
And so this is, in essence, then impeachment used as a political club, right?
It's being used as a political weapon, and they started it. And I think it's perfectly legitimate. We have to use the tools that we have. And what was the last person? No, I lost my train of thought. Oh, well. Other question I had, I'm changing the subject a little bit, but I got the voter pamphlet. I'm really encouraged to see there's a lot of arguments and opposition that people put into these charter changes in Jackson County. But I just want to urge everybody, do not assume that your friends, even your friends who talk politics with you, are going to vote. I was shocked the last time how many didn't. So please call them and call everyone you know and help them understand why these charter changes are really bad and why they really need to vote.
Excellent. And we really appreciate that sentiment here, Lynn. And I also wanted to add that Linda and I have been putting this on. Jackson County Republican Women are co-hosting along with Commissioner Roberts. We're having two town hall meetings on the Jackson County charters, 224-225-226. Monday, it's going to be 6 o'clock at City Hall in Eagle Point, South Buchanan, Ashbowl Center, Eagle Point, okay? And then on Tuesday, 6 o'clock at Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street. And it's 1 hour, and I'm going to be emceeing and hosting, and we're going to talk about this, these things and why it's not just a matter of voting no, but getting out the vote to vote no. Because the Democrats pushing this, these schemes, both in Jackson and Josephine County, they're very smart. They're very well organized. I don't know how well funded. It seems to be some money sloshing around there. But, you know, these are attacks and intrusions on our county, and there's only...
These are communists.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a mistake, to be honest about it, but we're experiencing a communist revolution in the United States. I don't know if you've read, but the head of NPR, you know, who got in trouble, you know, she's been exposed for... you know, being an activist, far-left lunatic. Mm-hmm. Well, she was associated with all the color revolutions around the world. She has deep ties with the deep state and Victoria Nuland. And now, you know, we're having a color revolution in our own United States. And it's really hard to get anybody to see that. But it's...
Well, yeah, they're looking at Democrats as that it's just, oh, it's the same old Democrat like JFK was back when I was a kid. You know, that kind of thing, right? Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
And really, local politics is all we really have much of an influence on. So it's so important.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Lynn, as always. Okay. Whew. It is a busy morning, I got to tell you. And we're going to make it busier now. Holly Morton here, Joe County Republican Party Chair. Hello, Holly. Tomorrow, Patriots event, the Patriots Conference. 10 to 6.
I know. I'm excited. Boy, I spent this last week with the flu, so sorry about my voice. But
okay.
It's going to be an amazing event. Anybody who wants to get dialed in needs to be at this Patriots event. There are so many fantastic speakers. We're going to have legislators there. Cliff Bence is going to be there. There are so many different people that you can go to and ask questions and get dialed in.
Boy, you know Cliff's going to have his ear bent tomorrow, won't he?
No doubt. You know, he's asking to be out of there by 2 o'clock. So come early and catch him on the floor. He'll be there in the morning, but then he needs to be on his way by 2 o'clock. So definitely get in there and chat with him.
All right.
I'll move him up a little bit.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to mention, though, is that tickets are available at jocogop.org. Tickets will also be available at the door, right?
We are going to have a lot of ticket sales at the door. A lot of people are saying, hold them at the door for me.
Okay.
But also, if people feel that they just can't afford it, we have a lot of comp tickets. We want people there. The most important thing, Patriots need to unite right now. They need to be informed. They need to get their heads together. And we need to figure out how to proceed.
JOCOGOP.org. I'm going to be really happy to lead things off there. I don't know if I need 30 minutes, though, Holly. I don't know. There's a part of me that would almost like to give up some of my time so that Trevor Loudon is able to speak more. Is that something we can do? Just kind of curious.
That's definitely a possibility. I'll talk to you about it in the morning when you get there.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
Flex a little.
Hey, not that I don't mind gassing off, but everybody knows what I'm thinking, you know?
Well, you know what? We think you are absolutely amazing. You're a treasure in this Southern Oregon. So I think you can easily fill a half an hour of time, but we'll talk about it in the morning.
Okay, you got it. We'll figure it out one way or the other. JOCOGOP.org. And just like I promised here, just like I promised yesterday, I'm going to give away my final pair of golden tickets, the VIP $100 tickets for this event tomorrow. Okay. And I'm going to give them away right now, Holly. Thanks so much. Okay. See you then.
Perfect.
All right. So here it is. We can get you in there and JOCOGOP.org, but I have $200 VIP tickets. There they are. Actual paper tickets here. And caller 15 at 770-5633 gets them, 770-5633. Good luck. And boy, it's going to be a great show tomorrow. Really will.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Serna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. An SOU Native American Studies professor is being accused of ethnic fraud by the Tribal Alliance Against Frauds. Professor Michelle Pavilionis is a member of the Lenape tribe, according to an article on SOU's website. The Tribal Alliance Against Frauds believes Pavilionis has no Native American heritage in her family. We reached out to Pavilionis about the investigation. She responded saying she does not want to comment. Then the Oregon Public Utility Commission is hosting a virtual event for public comment on Pacific Power's proposal to increase rates. Pacific Power, which provides electric services to more than 600,000 Oregonians, filed a request to increase monthly bills by more than $18. That's a more than $300 million revenue for Pacific Power. The virtual meeting will be Tuesday evening from 6 to 7. A link to that Zoom meeting is available on our website, kobi5.com. And the long-awaited Rogue Valley Bike Swap is finally coasting into town Saturday. You can buy, sell, or donate. Plus, you can register your bike with local police in case of theft. And here's the nicest part. A portion of each sale goes toward youth bike education in the Rogue Valley. The bike swap will be at the Grove in Ashland. Stop by anytime between 12 and 2:30. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna.
8:39, Pete Engelhorn ends up winning the final pair of golden tickets, the VIP tickets for the Josephine County Patriots Conference, JOCO County Fairgrounds tomorrow in the Floral Building. It's starting at around 10 o'clock or so, running till around 6. A lot of great speakers there. Find out more, JOCOGOP.org. And I'm looking forward to meeting you there, too, if we haven't met up to this point. So, anyway, give it away. Anyway, and, of course, all the phone call lines are still stuffed with people, so I'm going to have to disappoint them. But Pete from North Valley, he's happy to be there. And, Pete, congratulations. Kevin Starrett joins me here in a few. OregonGunRights.org, all sorts of politicians claiming them as a gun rights endorsement. What is this all about? Kevin will tell us more about it coming up.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Joel here with a mass story problem from Butler Ford and Truck Center. If Ford gives you a $5,000 rebate and Butler Ford matches it with a $5,000 discount and the government gives you a $7,500 tax credit, how fast will a Ford Lightning EV pickup that's saving you $17,500 go from 0 to 60? How about 4.2 seconds? And that's why I want you to test drive one this week. If after your Lightning test drive you decide you want to go with a good old-fashioned gas-powered F-150, not a problem. I've got them in stock with 1.9% financing for 72 months. And that Lightning test drive, 0 to 60 and 4.2, well, that can just be a really cool story you tell your buddies. Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to 1.9% financing for 72 months. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, hybrid, EV, and huge savings.
72 monthly payments of $14.71 per thousand finance on approved credit through Ford Credit. Offer expires 4/30/24.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Voting is being tabulated for Bicoastal Media's Best of Southern Oregon contest, presented by Dusty's Transmissions. Results are coming soon. Meanwhile, go to bestofsouthernoregon.com and reserve your ad space in the 2024-25 edition of Best of Southern Oregon to be published in July. All the information is there, and flip through the current online magazine, too. Thank you to all who nominated and voted in this year's Best of Southern Oregon contest, and good luck to all of the 1,500 businesses who were nominated.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Kevin Starrett, chief cook and bottle washer, getting rich on Second Amendment donations. Just kidding. But Kevin Starrett, OregonFirearms.org, Oregon Firearms Federation. And Kevin, it appears that there is... I've been on these email trees with you in which all sorts of people are asking, who is this Oregon gun rights thing? This politician is saying that they're supposedly endorsed by OregonGunRights.org and all this. And could you help us understand this? Because I have a feeling that people are trying to bypass the true Second Amendment group here in Oregon, which would be you, of course. And unfortunately, though, you do ask hard questions of people wanting the endorsement. That is a problem, I think, right, for many?
Well, trying to shed light on this is getting more and more complicated because, as you know, Christine Goodwin is claiming the endorsement of a group called Oregon Gun Rights, which nobody I know has ever heard of. So some people wondered if she was referring to a group that has the website address OregonGunRights.com, but that's not who they are because OregonGunRights.com is a law firm, Gilroy Napoleon Short, and they have told me in no uncertain terms they absolutely had nothing to do with endorsing Goodwin.
Okay.
So yesterday, in a series of forwarded emails, I was sent the link to OregonGunRights.org, which is a one-page website that the owner of which is suppressed, which has no link to donate, no link to join. And all it is a series of candidates they claim to endorse, which, of course, includes Christine Goodwin. Now,
so there is a site. Okay, I'm going to go to that right now. I'm just kind of curious about this because people have been wondering here because I've been doing talk radio since 2001, right? 23-something years here. And I've talked with many Second Amendment groups, but I had never heard of Oregon Gun Rights. And so I was asking you about that.
They're not a PAC. They're not a business. They're not listed anywhere. They have no contact information. They don't say who they are, what they've done. All they say is we work behind the scenes to elect pro-gun candidates. And then they have a list of the candidates they endorse with, theoretically, links to those candidates' websites, most of which link to nothing. But if you go and check on the links that do work, the only one that lists them as endorsing them is Christine Goodwin. No other candidate lists this group as having endorsed them. I've already gotten word from two of the candidates that they claim to endorse, Brian Boquist and Todd Nash, who say, we've never heard of these people. We have no idea who they are.
Huh.
And Boquist was, quite open. I said, I have no idea who they are. I don't know what they're doing. I have suspicions about who they might be. but they appear to not exist at all. And so, you know, just like Goodwin's, you know, where does Goodwin live? No one knows who these people are that she's claiming endorse her, which makes you wonder about some of her other endorsements. For example, on her website, she lists as an endorsement Sheriffs of Oregon, not the Oregon Sheriff's Association. So did she get the endorsement of the Oregon Sheriff's Association, or did she get, did she try to imply that because she's gotten endorsements from a couple of sheriffs? Nobody knows. But clearly Oregon gun rights, you know, they have a link to say, send us an email, but there's no way to tell if that link actually even works. But there's nothing in there that says anything about who they are, who created them, and of course the whoever owns the website is suppressed. There's no
listing. So you can't find out in the what is it, the ICANN, or I forget what the internet.
There's a website called Who Is that lists whoever registered the website, but whoever registered suppressed their name.
Oh.
So Goodwin clearly is not interested in telling anybody who these people are. The other candidates who they've listed, two of them at least that I've spoken, communicated with, have said, nope, no idea who these people are. And so, you know, it's like, here we go again. Like, how about two questions, Christine? Okay, one, who's Oregon Gun Rights? And two, what's the address on your driver's license? You know, those are the two questions I'd like to have, Christine. You know, like we said before, what the hell is it about Republican Christines? Now Drazen's putting out emails that say, please help me regain my seat, that she wants to steal back from the Republican.
Well, but you see, the thing is, though, is that James Hebe has the seat right now. It wasn't Christine's seat.
No, it isn't. It's like, regain my seat. You know, it's like you abandoned it for your failed run for governor. He was appointed to replace you. He won the next election, and now you're telling people you need to regain your seat. You want to steal it back from the Republican, who is the incumbent, who the Republican caucus claim they want to protect, unless it's James Hebe.
Yeah.
But in this case, look, Goodwin, you want to be in office, tell us who these people are. And from my understanding, in a recent debate, she refused to do that.
Okay, well,
you deserve better than this.
It is a very interesting time. And by the way, nobody can control, you know, who endorses them. You know, if somebody claims they want to endorse you, that is up to the group. But it is interesting that there's about 30 or 40 candidates on this page at OregonGunRights.org about all these endorsed candidates. And Christine Goodwin is one of them. And there's a bunch of others, a bunch of them. Some of them I know, some I don't. I do find it, you know, Fred Girard, Greg Smith, Jamie Cate, Kerry Lopez, you know, a bunch of those other people are endorsed by this group, but we have no idea who this group is because there's nothing there.
If you go and look at the other endorsements that Goodwin lists, it's like a who's who of Republican backsliders. It's exactly who you would expect, you know, the sellout group. But look, you're running for office. You want to represent people because you claim that you are the most qualified candidate. Just tell us who these people are. Why are they hiding? When did they come into existence? What do they do? How come they're not a PAC? They're not a business. They don't say who they are or what they've done. So, you know,
I wonder if these websites like OregonGunRights.org, we can't tell anything about it. I wonder if these are the equivalent of Potemkin villages that are supposed to look like something legit, but they're really just kind of put up to be used for political purposes, I guess.
Well,
just
this doesn't even look like something legit. I mean, if you know, and I invite people and encourage people to go look at the site, it's basically one page. Our mission and the candidates we endorse are a single page. It was obviously thrown up very quickly. And this is so clearly bogus. And come on, Christine, let's start telling the truth here. And if they're a legitimate organization, why aren't they identifying who they are?
And who are the people, you know, behind it? And I would agree. And I would say this for any of the people, if they're using it as their as an endorsement. Now, out of curiosity, have you endorsed any candidates this time around in the primary?
We have endorsed a few candidates. The only incumbent House reps we're endorsing are James Hebe and Dwayne Yunker. I think they're the only incumbent period that we're endorsing. There's a couple of Diane Lipnicum and Noah Robinson that are not incumbents, although, you know, Diane's husband was and Noah's dad was. But my position at this point is that it'd be embarrassing to endorse almost any incumbent because they have so blatantly sold out the people of Oregon. And, you know, there's very, very little for Republicans to feel positive about in this election on either the local level or the federal level. I mean, the two Republican congressional members that we have basically vote for the Biden agenda over and over and over again. I mean, Cliff Bentz and Chavez de Rima are voting for the Biden agenda. They're voting to renew FISA, to spy on us. They're voting for budgets we can't afford. They're voting to spend billions to promote illegal immigration. And, you know, we have receipts on all this. It's not that I'm making this up, but it's a constant litany of excuses. And the fact is that in Congress at the moment, the Republicans have a slim majority.
It's a slim majority, which is nothing. It's really not a majority.
It's nothing, because now you have the Speaker of the House out there promoting Republican candidates who support illegal immigration.
Was that the Texas guy, the guy in Texas?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay. And so for a committed conservative Republican, it's like, where do they go? And I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, except that, anybody who we get in there could turn out to be another fraud eventually. But at this point, it's like the only hope is to try to clean house and get rid of some of these people, because it doesn't take long once they're there for them to start representing themselves. And this simply is a devastating thing for the people of Oregon and the country when the folks who are supposed to represent them start making excuses like, oh, well, I supported Pfizer because we built in these safeguards that the FBI has to report to us. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen the FBI report to Congress? It's like it's a big middle finger and I'm not answering any questions.
I get it. Now, before we take off, though, you're going to be speaking via Zoom at tomorrow's Patriot Conference. And I know that you're going to have an interesting conversation on how to direct money to people that make a difference. I think that's what you're hoping to do, right?
What I'm hoping to do is to talk about what do we do now, as you know, to discuss the current state of the gun lawsuits, and then what is the best way to choose candidates at this point. And it's pretty grim, but clearly going with what we've had in the past has been a failure. And, you know, there are very, very few candidates, particularly on the House side. As I said, there are only two incumbents that I could even begin to support.
Yeah, you've been not big on the incumbency. Well, you know, I was talking about, there was a Republican woman told me the other day, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, but was at a meeting between Dianne Linthicum and Dave Hensley, you know, who's competing. And Dave Hensley made the claim that the Senate district that Linthicum represented hasn't had representation for 8 years because of just voting no all the time. I'm just paraphrasing at this point. And so I'm thinking to myself, wow, do you think that our jobs as Republicans is to go in there and reach across the aisle and not get your ideas put into bills and then vote yes on it to give it the appearance of bipartisanship? Is that our job? Is that what we're supposed to do now? Right?
You know, that's so telling, because at this point, it is the job of an actual true Republican to vote no. You know, when these people say you can't, and Goodwin said the same thing, you can't just vote no on everything. Yes, you can. When the people who are creating the legislation are determined to destroy your state, your liberty, and your life, that is your job, is to vote no at the very least. I mean, at best, your job is to disrupt things and walk out. But the least you can do is vote no on everything. And I am so sick of these Republicans who talk about, oh, look at all we succeeded in doing by being bipartisan. Yes, you succeeded in promoting the agenda of the far left Marxists. That's what you succeeded in doing. And yes, your job is to vote no.
Yeah. And I know that may not necessarily be satisfying for some, but that's the reality. And
unfortunately, it is.
I think there is a lot of I don't know if it's Stockholm syndrome or, you know, if I hear one more candidate, I'm going to reach across the aisle and make friends. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's when you hang up the phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
If you're interested in bipartisanship, you are making a deal with the devil and we want nothing to do with it.
All right, Kevin. Hey, appreciate the take. I was wondering about this OregonGunRights.org. By the way, you can look at that right now, OregonGunRights.org.
Yep, we do.
And if you can figure out who it is, let us know, okay? But Kevin Starrett is actually behind OregonFirearms.org, and he will actually tell you who he is, and we appreciate that. As always, talk more, okay? Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
All right, Kevin Starrett. After all that fun, we need a palate cleanser. We definitely need a dad joke. Dad joke of the day is sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And today's dad joke, once again, Doug kicks it in. Mom says, honey, that old UPS truck you bought gets awful gas mileage. Dad says, absolutely true, but we can park it anywhere. Dad joke, once again, sponsored by Two Dogs Fab, local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by Northstar. They have a new line of Northstar trailers and Delco trailers. They will transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. Find out more. Go to Two Dogs Fabricating. You can also submit a dad joke if you wanted to. Also, on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford, twodogsfab.com.
Did you know that Siskiyou Pump Service does much more than service pumps? We provide pump installation and repair, setup of water systems and storage tanks, water filtration systems, plus real estate well inspections and flow testing. And with our drilling division, we can consult and drill your well too. At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, you can have one company manage your water project from start to finish, serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
As the Montana roofing crews travel around Southern Oregon, they like to keep things interesting.
You know, we've been doing so many roofs around the valley, there's not many areas where we don't see our past work.
Ooh, like that one.
Yep, the whole metal package. Roof, siding, flashing, gutters.
Tile job.
Oh yeah, that's a beauty. Luxury home on the hill with tile and copper accents.
Shake.
That traditional barn looks great with that fading shake roof. That one was tricky.
I'm up like three zip.
Oh, wait, I didn't know this was a competition. Composite.
Jinx. Maybe we should just Rochambeau for that one.
Rochambeau? I'm driving. A tie goes to the driver.
Okay, well, I'll give you that one. Metal, you're kidding. Destroyed. 4-1.
Oh, this isn't fair. I got to keep my eyes on the road, and I can't look around and see what else is going on.
While the Fontana Roofing Crew has fun on the way, they're all business when they arrive at your job site. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
This is Bill Meyer, Josephine County Republican, sponsoring an all-day Patriots Conference tomorrow at the Joe County Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be local leaders, endorsed candidates, 21 outstanding speakers. Buy your tickets now at the Republican headquarters across from the courthouse in Grants Pass or online at jocogop.org. To find out more about tomorrow's all-day Patriots Conference, including a schedule of speakers, drop by the headquarters or go to jocogop.org. Again, that's jocogop.org.
Hi, Mark with Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow at the Patriots Conference, jocogop.org. Email of the day, we give it to local treasurer Richard Emmons, publisher and, the editor of the Oregon Eagle. He says, Bill, OregonGunRights.org, created on April 19th, according to archive.org. Notice the privacy and term links in the site's footer is not a link at all. This is a fake website for a fake organization providing fake endorsements. Ah, Richard, it's a perfect analog to the situation we find ourselves in. Thanks again. The email, Bill at BillMeyerShow.com.
This is Bicoastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.